RFK Jr. dropped some massive bombs last night on Tucker's show. These are deep state revealing bombs that are not going to make a lot of people happy, and certainly not in the CIA won't make the CIA happy. First, he revealed that if Trump asks him to lead the CIA, he would do it, but that the Senate would never confirm him, the House would never confirm him because they're too corrupt to confirm that nomination. He admitted that he'd be very bad for those people if he were put in charge of the CIA. Watch.
I mean, a lot of roads lead back, unfortunately, to our most powerful intelligence agency. Would, if you were asked, would you run it? Would you become CIA director if you were asked?
I would never get, yes, I would, but I would never get Senate confirmation. As you know, the intelligence agency are protected by very, very powerful committees in the Senate and in the House that are all read into the project. And the people who serve on those committees are people who would, they're safeguarding that directorship. And I would be very, very dangerous for those, those committees.
Yes, very, very dangerous for those people. Do you think? I mean, these are the deepest of the deep state individuals. He's right. I mean, you have some of the most compromised members of Congress sitting in those committees. Let's just give you an idea of the House and the Senate. On the House side, you have Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw, a guy who wants nuclear war with Russia and Iran. There is good old Dan Crenshaw, the man who absolutely loves war. And then, of course, you have like Mike Turner. Also on the House side, serving Ohio's 10th district, there's the compromised Mike Turner. He's bought and paid for by the military-industrial complex, a guy who has fought tooth and nail to hide the government's secret UFO program, reverse engineering program, crash retrieval program. Of course, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is right in his backyard. And just so you understand the context here, UFO whistleblower, government whistleblower, David Grush, who blew the whistle on all of this, was on Tucker's show and explained basically how corrupt Mike Turner is. And when Tucker asked him, you know, when would the government release this information on these downed craft that are being held by the United States government, which we now know is a fact. You can feel however you want about it, but they're being covered up. They're being covered up. And Mike Turner is one of the guys leading the charge on this cover up. Watch.
At what point will this become public?
So I'm glad you asked that. So I mentioned the Schumer amendments, the UAP Disclosure Act of 23. It's currently in conference. It's part of the fiscal year 24 National Defense Authorization Act, which is what funds the DOD and IC. But right now it's in a perilous position because as I'm told by staffers on the Hill, the House Armed Services and Intelligence Committees are trying to block it, specifically Mike Rogers and Mike Turner. They believe it's duplicative. It's not going to assist Arrow in any way. However,
Mike Rogers and Mike Turner.
The Mikes. And the thing is this provides
two of the dumbest people in Washington. So just pure tools of the national security.
Yeah, so it helps them give top cover. It helps them declassify things.
Tucker knows where the bodies are buried. And I love it when Tucker loses it like that. I mean, Mike Turner, the total tool of the national security state, as someone in the chat just said, non-human biologics, so off-world biology, biologics that are not from this earth, that the government has control over. Sure, I'd like to see that. I'd like information on that. Mike Turner standing in the way of that. So these guys are totally corrupted by the deep state, the military-industrial complex. You think they'd like RFK? And they'd let him into the CIA? No way are they going to do that. But the biggest bombshells came around the assassination, of course, of his uncle, John F. Kennedy, the president. Trump had originally planned, when he became president, to release all of the JFK files. He didn't do that. Many of us were wondering why he didn't do that. Well, we now know why that was stopped, why Trump didn't release these documents, thanks to this. Listen.
And yet in his, in your joint appearance on Friday, President Trump introduced you by saying that he plans to, if elected, establish a commission to declassify the remaining documents around your uncle's murder in 1963.
Yeah.
And I think everyone at this point knows the truth, which is the CIA is implicated in that. Those documents protect CIA, maybe among others.
Well, whether they do or not, I mean, it's odd that they've not allowed them to be released.
What could possibly be the explanation?
More than 60 years after my uncle's death, almost 62 years after his death. And there, none of the people who were implicated in that crime are alive now.
Yes.
And the last ones have died off in the last year or two. And so it clearly is to protect the institution.
Yes.
And that's wrong. It's just wrong. And it's wrong for a Democrat and it's wrong for a Republican.
It's just interesting, though, that a bipartisan list of presidents, low these 6 decades, have kept those files classified.
Well, you and I have both. I was astonished that Trump didn't declassify him because he promised to during the campaign.
That was Mike Pompeo who did that.
Yeah, and that I talked to President Trump for the first time about that this week. And
what did he say?
He said that Mike Pompeo begged him to, and I don't think I'm telling tales out of school here.
No,
he told the same thing to you.
That's right.
But he said Mike Pompeo called him and said this would be a catastrophe to release these. You need to not do it. And that, you know.
I want to say again, I think Mike Pompeo is a criminal. So that's my view. He's threatened to sue me for saying that, but I hope he will because it's true. But that kind of tells the whole story right there, right? That the CIA is...
Well, yeah, so that's the
why thing. Would the CIA be trying to keep these files classified if they had nothing to do with the murder? I don't really get that.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Oh, was that before or after he tried to murder Julian Assange that right. He said that?
Well,
he's really doing good deeds in the world. Glad he's so often on Fox News.
Well, first of all, yeah, Mike Pompeo absolutely is a disaster and totally corrupt. And yes, did try to assassinate Julian Assange, responsible for keeping this information quiet about the JFK files and assassination of JFK. And I hope to God that Donald Trump does not put him in his administration once again. He is, of course, a tool of the deep state of the highest order. And wouldn't it be great, though, if that there is a lawsuit? Because with Tucker, I would love to see not Tucker, you know, have to deal with that. But of course, the discovery process would be fantastic.
No, any lawyer worth their salt is going to say you can't sue this guy because he's going to claim these things, which are crime, and truth is an absolute defense.
Right. So he'll say, yeah, exactly. Show us the truth in this discovery process. Right. We would like to see this information. Let's
talk
about. He thinks
that you ordered the murder of Julian Assange. Oh, but I did that.
But I did that, so I can't show those documents.
He thinks that you suppressed information to the American public. Yeah, I did that too. Okay, but I don't like it. He's hurting my feelings. That's also true.
But either way, we also have Mike Pompeo on tape admitting to all of us that at the CIA, they have training programs on how to lie. He was at a West Point graduation and he said, you know, we train at the CIA on how to be liars for a living. So I would love to see how that lawsuit would go. Really be fascinating in that process.
I mean, you know, all the evidence would be. The evidence would only be disclosed behind closed doors, and they'd basically be like, here's the start of the trial. They'd go behind closed doors. They'd come out and say, okay, case closed.
Right.
You know, yeah. That's the only way they would do it.
I mean, could they have a closed trial like that? I'd think that'd be maybe unprecedented. I don't know if they could do that. But I just want to say at a high level before we move on, in the past couple of hours, the past couple of days, you've seen President Trump in an interview admitting that he thinks his great... President Trump doesn't like to admit when he makes a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know that about President Trump, but he's been very candid in a couple of interviews lately and most recently in the past 48 hours where he talked about one of his biggest mistakes was putting people in his administration that were part of the deep state, putting people in his administration that were bad, basically, to use his words, bad people. And he said, look, when I came to Washington, I didn't know these people. I didn't know people in Washington, and I sort of relied on other people to give me names of individuals that they trusted, and I made a huge mistake. He's like, now I know the dumb people. Now I know the bad people. And anyway, that's the biggest concern from people like Colonel Douglas McGregor and others is would Trump put in place these same sort of deep state swamp rats like Mike Pompeo once again, because he's been circling the drain hanging around Trump again. So I hope that not, you know, to Tucker's words, Tucker calls him a criminal. Go ahead, David.
I was just going to say, like, I was talking about this on a video yesterday, that it seems like he's surrounding himself with better advisors this time. And the fact that he's brought RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, you know, lifelong Democrats into his circle just shows me that he's just being more purposeful with who he's surrounding himself with this time.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. We'll see. And again, look, you have a executive branch is massive, right? So you've got a lot of jobs to fill when you take over the presidency and you become the executor. Basically, I mean, there's, you know, it's not an easy thing to fill. So to manage to make sure that you're not getting deep state swamp rats in there is a very tall order. Let's hope he can do it. We'll see if that's what happens when he becomes president.